Hey guys, how's everybody today? You doing good? All right. What's new? Anything? School's new. Yeah. Oh, come on now, Mariah.
No.
Oh, come on. All right, we're just going to do a test. How many people think school was beneficial in your life? Hey, raise your hand. Raise it high. All right, I want you to have this as the witness this morning that school is worthwhile. Yeah, let's hear it for school. Work with us. Work with us. Yes, this is great. You know why school is important? School is important because you are building your life every single day you go to school. Have you ever had a project? You ever build something? Start something? You have, right? Maybe it's a puzzle. Maybe it was a game. Maybe you started cleaning your room one day. Or perhaps you had homework to do. Have you ever done something and then you just didn't get it done? Yeah, it stopped for some reason, right? Maybe the dog ate your homework. You ever tried that excuse? That's actually an excuse. And you can use that, just once though. And you have to have a dog, of course, if you're going to use that excuse. Or other times, sometimes we're not feeling well, so we don't do the homework, we don't clean the room. Oh, come on, Dad, I don't really want to do that. That's no fun. Or do you have chores around the house?
Yes.
No. Well, thank you for being so honest and transparent about that. Would you like some chores? Sure you would. Yeah, I totally don't want to do that. Yes. And because all these things in our life, all the things that we do, whether it's in school or at home, we are building things in our life, and we have to be very careful what we're building on. Like, what's the difference between walking on sand and walking on concrete? What's the difference? Yeah?
Sand is soft and concrete is hard.
Yes, and so what does it have to do? Is walking on sand easy or more difficult than walking on like a firm ground or concrete? Harder, yes. It's harder because it's softer, right? And it doesn't support your feet as well. This summer, did you go to the beach?
No.
Did you actually see any sand? Okay, so you know what sand is, right? We're all on the same page there. So when we walk on the sand, our feet kind of it spreads out. We don't have as good of a foundation. And if we're going to build something, like a great school year, we don't want to build on the sand because the sand would not be a good idea. The sand would be things like not doing your chores, not doing your homework, sort of just doing what you want to do and not really helping out with the family. Maybe building your life on sand would be like being rude to your friends. Yeah. Or how about that new kid in school? Are there any new kids in school this year? Did you meet any? Good. So we don't want to make we don't want to make fun of people that we don't know. We don't want to be bullies, of course. And if we see bullying or any bad behavior in school, we want to be real sure that we report that to an adult around us, right? Because that's totally not treating people with respect. So building on sand are all those sorts of activities that are selfish or don't accomplish anything. But building on the firm foundation in our life, like listening to our adults around us, paying attention to our caregivers, focusing on the things that are important in our life. All these things are like building on the rock, building on the concrete, building on something firm. This church provides a firm foundation for you. And this, for us in our life, we want to build on a firm foundation. And what is our foundation here at Cold Spring Church? Jesus Christ is our firm foundation, right? And so we have an opportunity every single week, as we wake up every single day, to remember that we build our life on the rock, on Jesus. Jesus is the rock of our life, and he's the one that helps us build our life every single day. Today during the Sunday school time, we're going to talk about the cross of Jesus. And we have in our passage today, our story from God's Word, Jesus says to take up your cross every day. That's what he says. Now, by cross, what he means is our responsibilities for our day, the things that God has asked us to do. Own them and do them, because we don't want to start the school year and not finish it. We don't want to start the puzzle and not finish it. We don't want to start cleaning our room and then 3 months later, you know, decide it's not done yet. We want to start things and finish things, and then we can be excited and happy about what God is doing in our life. So the cross of Jesus. So I have some crosses to give you today. And there are some more upstairs. And these are crosses, and it says on them, "The Lord is my rock." The Lord is my rock. And there's one for you, and one for you. And I'm going to run out here today.
Thank you, Mariah.
Can you share that?
Yes.
There's one for you. One for you. And there are more crosses upstairs. Great. Jesus is the rock of our life. And so this week, when we wake up in the morning, can you say, "Good morning, God"?
Yeah.
Can you practice it now? Say it with me. "Good morning, God." Does that seem kind of corny?
Yeah.
It does. It does a little bit corny. But actually, God is with you every single day. And God wants you to build a great year. And God is on your side and has great plans for you. And he will never, never let you go. Let's pray and give God thanks today. Dear Lord, thank you for loving these kids. Thank you for their caregivers, their parents, their grandparents. And thank you for us, because we love these kids too. Lord, thank you that you have plans for us, that you're building in us every single day. And we pray for their school year that you would bless them. Help them get that homework done. Help them treat friends and meet new friends. Help them to serve others and to be respectful and courteous to others. Lord, keep them safe. Keep them secure. And keep them ever learning as we want to learn, as we follow where you lead us. Thank you, God, for this most amazing day. In Jesus' name, amen.